My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Like, how can you hate this team? How can you get mad at this team? Like, it's so funny. I don't know, given that it is the second time through this lineup, I don't know that Matthew Boyd is going to have the same kind of bandwidth, the same kind of leash on him from Stephen Vogt that he did have in game two. That's an I don't know. It could end up happening. He gives you 4-5 solid innings. There's a really good chance you win that game. That being said, I think the idea of maybe Gavin Williams as a bulk kind of middleman, I think makes a lot of sense in this game because Gavin's stuff is pretty overpowering. If the whole plan, because we haven't seen Gavin, we haven't seen him yet. This would be a hell of a surprise if maybe Matthew Boyd goes 2 or 3 innings and you can drop Gavin Williams in there for 3 or 4 innings in the middle of the game. That could be a hell of a way of getting kind of your way back. Now, at the same point, by the way, could also flip it on its ear if you don't. Matthew Boyd, if he pitches well enough, could make you not have to go there and you could use Gavin early in the Yankee series if you win. But I'm just going to digress here. That being said, man, I want it for that guy. That's awesome. That's really, really cool. And to hear, I love the word gratitude. I do. Because there's two words I just think in general, life philosophy, that societally we don't practice enough. I don't think we practice empathy. Certainly, you want to look at the political division in this country, no empathy. Everybody wants people to see what they need, what they believe, their life, how they survive, but they don't want to look at somebody else's. They can't relate because they don't want to, because they don't feel related to. And the other one is just gratitude. I was watching, I don't know if you guys have kept up with Michael J. Fox's journey with Parkinson's. There's a great video, and he was, you know, on full display for all the different movements and tics that you have. And the interviewer's like, how, you're talking about your charmed life here that you've had. And he's like, one, I've had a charmed life as a Hollywood star and a TV star. And two, it's gratitude. And so I just love that word. I think that word is such a great word to talk about. Whenever you hit hard times, whenever you think this is rock bottom, whenever you think, you can always find gratitude. And so I'll be honest with you, man. I was already rooting for him because he's a Guardians pitcher. I was already rooting for him because he's kind of one of the keys to getting to the ALCS. I'm rooting for him about 10% more now. I didn't think I could find it, but that was an awesome moment there in availability today after Matthew Boyd was announced as a starter for Game 5. Now, I think the offense could very well be on their way to finding that groove. I do. And I'm pretty excited to see in Game 5, especially if you can hop in on Scooble early. You never really got close to getting him in Game 2. He was that good. And I do think 108 game, the shadows are probably going to help him a little bit, but theoretically that should help Matthew Boyd as well. But I think what's going to be a really interesting test of A.J. Hinch as a manager is do you have a quick hook on Scooble if he gives up 2 or 3 runs? Last night, you saw Tanner Bibee battled, but there came a point where you needed to get out of an inning, and Stephen Vogt didn't hesitate to pull him. Left him out there one more inning than I think people were expecting, but then had that quick hook, I believe, in the fourth inning. I think it's going to be really interesting to see if you can hit him early, whether it's Kwan, Hosey, maybe you get a 2-run home run. It'll be really interesting to see if Hinch keeps him in the game. There's one more thing. Most of the offense looks like they're gearing up as we've talked about. Josh Naylor isn't. And there's one thing riding on this game. Listen, if I'm going to call Hosey out ahead of game four, and certainly for the at-bats in crunch time in game three, if I'm going to do that, and if I'm going to call out Kwan kind of going into the series, or you know, any of these guys, there's one guy that has not shown up. And as a matter of fact, has looked downright embarrassing at points, and that's Josh Naylor. And I don't think it's hyperbolic to say, I think Josh Naylor's future with the Cleveland Guardians might in some ways be resting on this game tomorrow. Because there has been the at-bats, like the hits that he's gotten in this series have been garbage time hits. Like when he has been up, when it matters, when the game is on the line, when there's a chance to crack open the game, he's been skying the ball to you know, medium to shallow outfield. And the at-bats are atrocious. He's the only guy left. Well, okay. Bo, his brother, has not had consistently good at-bats either. It wouldn't surprise me if Austin Hedges was behind the plate for game five, simply because if Bo doesn't give you any advantage at bat, well, then why the hell do you have him out there? Because even though Bo's made strides defensively, Hedges is still better. But I digress. Yeah, Bo, okay. Jimenez is stuck in some seventh circle of hell. Sure. Naylor's the one that counts. And I think Josh, given that he's going into, what, the last year here of his contract, there's already kind of, you know, ample thought on maybe it's his last couple bits here. I think you factor into the way he has approached these at-bats here. You can't count on a guy who can only play 4 months at a time and disappears in October, which if he doesn't come up big tomorrow, or he doesn't come up if they extend it into October, or, you know, into the Yankee series, if he doesn't do it, that'd be the second straight postseason he doesn't do it. Naylor needs to give you something when it matters, whether it's in this game because it's the next opportunity and could be the last one, the Yankee series or beyond. 216-474-0092. When we talk about the importance of this game four, does losing tomorrow, if they did, would that negate, would that make you considering the Guardians season a failure? Daryl Ryder next on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com